growth through Torah. Rabbi Zalek Pliskin has a beautiful Aris on Parshas Toldos. On the pasuk Vayhi Yitzchak ben Abraham Shana Bekachte Es Rivka Bas Pesul Arami Mipandan Aram Achais Lovan Arami Loi Leisha. It says that when Yitzchak was 40 years old, he took Rivka, the daughter of Pesul, from Padan, sister of Lovan, for himself as a wife. And Rashi asks all this information about Rivka's background. What do you need it for? Torah already said all this. The Rivka was that the daughter of Pesul, the sister of Lovan, that she was from Padan Aram. And Rashi answers that this is to let us know the praise of Rivka. The Torah is praising her. She was a daughter of an evil person, the sister of an evil person, lived in a community of evil people, and she did not learn from the evil behavior. And the yesod we need to learn from this is that many people try to excuse their faults by blaming others as the source and the cause of their behaviors. It's not my fault that I have this bad midah. I learned it from my mother. I learned it from my father. I learned it from my brothers and sisters. I learned it from my neighborhood. How could I be any different? And they use this as rationalization for failing to make an effort to improve. We see this yesod from Rivka Imenu, that regardless of the faulty behaviors of all those in our surroundings, we have the ability to be more elevated. It takes courage, yes. It takes a lot of effort, also true. There are things that you need to do to figure out how to isolate yourself, even when you live there, to protect yourself from those harmful influences. Also true. We're not saying it's easy. But nevertheless, it's very important to realize that you're responsible, b'derech klal. You're responsible for your actions, not to point to your environment, and or anything else. And not to say it's not my fault I did this, because this is the way I was raised. I learned it from him. I learned it for her. You say to yourself that I'm making a special effort to improve on this area, to overcome the tendency to follow the footsteps of others. Incidentally, but very importantly, this is a yesod in Shalom Bayis as well. It's sad, but many, many people experienced, as children, as teenagers, their parents not behaving properly towards each other. They had difficult marriages or ended up in divorces, and even if they didn't end up in divorces, they mistreated each other in very, very negative ways. It's very important that if someone lived through that and experienced that, however painful it may have been, of course, to have the proper kibbutz of the aim, how the Torah requires it. And you ask Shilas about it if you have questions about it. But Kibbut of Aim is one of the Aseres Adibris. And it doesn't say Kibbut of Aim only if they're perfect human beings. And or you're potter from being mechabit them if they have significant flaws. Their halachas, their gedarim, and you ask. Sometimes you are indeed potter if there is an abusive situation, things like that. We're not getting into that right now. But my main point being, and this is a crucial, crucial point, is that we tend to follow the patterns of our parents and carry it through when we marry our own wife or husband and go forward. And what we need to realize is the greatest kibbutz of the aim you could do for your parents that hurt each other because of their bad behaviors, the biggest chus for them is to say to yourself, those negative things that I did see, I am not going to perpetuate it. I am not going to follow through. I am going to break that vicious cycle. I will not behave this way towards my wife or towards my children. Not just say it out of emotion, but have a firm conviction that that's what you're doing. And that's also a Musa Haskel. You were exposed to something, but don't think just because you were exposed to something, you can't learn to reverse it completely. And if you realize, hey, you know, maybe my parents did not know how to interact with each other, but I will learn this, and you get guidance and how to become a good husband, a good wife, despite what you have seen, and you could thrive and you can grow and you could build a beautiful home. Many divorced people of divorced families have that insecurity within them, that if my parents failed in their marriage, I'm nervous about getting married. What if I fail on mine? And what we need to know is, it doesn't have to be that way. You learn from it, You know what to avoid in the negative side. You learn the skills, and you could have beautiful marriages. But the key really is from Rivka, is to not learn from your environment. Of course, by the way, if you have the ability to separate from a negative environment, you have to try to do so. And that's the next inyan in the parsha, Vayisroit Sabanim Bekirba, right? Rivka passed the yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver. Yaakov tried to come out, passed Avodah Zarah. Esau tried to come out. And again, how that works exactly, what Bechira Esav had or Yaakov had, these are all deep questions, but we'll learn just on the basic pshat. It's that, here's an interesting question. Chaim Soloveitchik once said, in the womb of the mother, there's a malach teaching Torah. And Yaakov wanted to get out from being taught Torah by this malach to go out to the yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver from the womb. You see from here that to escape an evil influence, you should give up even the opportunity to study with a malach, which is an interesting insight. Which means like this, even in, let's say, Rivka's circumstance, it's brought down that if Rivka would have stayed longer, they convinced her to stay, some of the Mefarshim teach that she would have been somewhat influenced with that staying. So therefore, the very first opportunity and moment she had to leave, she decided to leave. So as much as what we said in the previous Torah we just said about praising Rivka, that she, in her bad environment with the parents and the brother, she didn't learn from their ways. At the same time, even at such a young age, when there was an opportunity and Eliezer explained this to her, she right away said, I'm going. I want to go. She realized, I have to remove myself from this environment. So it goes hand in hand. When someone is put into a negative environment, you ask a shaila sometimes, let's say it's work, it's a toxic situation. Then you may be told, look for another job, try to get out of that toxic situation as soon as possible. So there's no shaila, and we're not denying the fact that environment does have an influence and is a nisayon. It was a nisayon for Rivka not to learn from Mesuel or from Lavan or from the people of the town. It was a big nisayon, but she overcame it. But she also realized, I can't stay here forever. And as soon as Hashem opened the door, she went to a more makom kedusha. So both are true hand in hand. So those are in difficult environments, hang in there, stay strong, daven to get help, to get out of the situation, ask shailas of when and how to get out of a negative situation if the environment is affecting you negatively. But at the same time, to recognize while you're there, you have a choice. You could stay strong and not be influenced. And don't use it as an excuse. I learned it from him or him. I could be my own person. We have that koyach from Rivka Imenu. Another yesod is to use your potential negative tendencies in positive ways. We see that from Esav. Vayetzer Rishon Admoni, red, like a hairy garment. They call them Esav. And the Bereishis Rabbah brings down, it's a well-known medrash. Shmuel went out to point David HaMelech. He panicked. He saw him. And he didn't choose him right away. He thought it was this one, that one. And he was all red, sort of like Esav. He became afraid. He got afraid. He said, this is a tchuna of Esav. He was a Navi. He realized he had that tchuna of being shefich dam, spilling blood. He says, you're having me appoint him as a king? Hashem says, don't worry. No need to be afraid. Esav killed in cold blood. David will kill, but he will carry it out based on the decisions the Sanhedrin makes. That's the difference between the two. You see from here that someone can have a basic tendency that is in reality part of his nature, but he still has bechira to choose how to use that tendency. Esav turned it towards bloodshed, led him towards a terrible path of rishus. David HaMelech also had that netiya towards bloodshed, and he became a warrior for Klal Yisrael, and he used his tendencies for an elevated purpose. And therefore, one needs to understand what the Vilna Gaon says in Evan Shlema. Highly recommend his sefer called Evan Shlema, which are short paragraphs of Yesodos in life and Midas Tovos and in Eitzes Tovos and how to cope with life and explain life in the Torah perspective. It's Nageya as much now as it was when the Vilna Gaon wrote it. And the Vilna Gaon wrote that a person should not go completely against his nature, even if there are is bad or bad elements to it, because he won't be Matzliach. Rather, he should train himself to follow the straight path in accordance to his nature. If he has an atiyah to be a shoyfech dam, let him become a shoychet or a moil. He gives that as an example. Again, it's from the Gemara, but this is an Evan Shlomo pretty much in the beginning. It's a tremendous concept in life. No one is bad be'etzem intrinsically. Even the ishsada of Esav. There are many Yidden that are ishsadeis. Not everyone can be a yoshev ayholim. And we have ishsadeis that do unbelievable chesed and tzedakah. And they're out there protecting. And they're doing pulis and maisim toivim. That would bring Mashiach closer. With ahavas chinam. Unbelievable. We have no right to degrade anyone in Klal Yisrael, in any chelik of Klal Yisrael, in any tchuna in Klal Yisrael. There are the Yoshev Oyholim, and there are those in business. There are those that do a lot, the doers. People that are intellectual make fun of doers a lot of times. They're shallow, they're superficial. False, Sheba false. Hashem put in them that midah to use that midah because they need to do what they need to do, because Hashem put it in them. That's your matana. If you're a doer, you're knowledgeable, you're ishsadeh, that's what you're supposed to do. You get adracha from a true manig. And very often they will tell you this. Very often they will tell you this. You're not going to go through all the things there. There are, I know from many Rosh Hashivas, many true, true manhigim. In some cases, yes, they did say, you know, you have the fork in the road to go out in the world, or go stay in the Olam HaTorah. Many times they will lead. Go into that Olam HaTorah. Be a mechanech. Train to stay in that Olam HaTorah. And you'll be Matzliach. And with others, they will say, no, go out there. Go out there or do this or do that. You're needed to do this. And people superficially think it's because they're on a low Madrega Be'etzem or something like that. Not true. There are many times where they're ready to make that commitment. They say, Rebbe, I'm ready to go in the chinuch and find. And they say, you have koichais, you have talents, you have abilities. I need you to be out there. That's your tafkin. Again, everyone has their negias, so they could ask a shayla, see what's really, really l'shem shemayim, and what's really their tchunas, to know yourself, and so on. But the idea being that every tendency, even if it seems negative or superficial, is something that can be used in the most positive ways. That's how David HaMelech became David HaMelech, even though he had some tchunas that Esav himself had. So those are the lessons in this week's parsha. Number one is learn from Rivka Imenu, not to be influenced by your environment. And we mentioned Shalom Bayis also. You saw negative trends as you were growing up that was painful to you in your family life, growing up as a child, as a teenager. Make a fierce, strong commitment. And even if you're married already for a few years or many years and you see you did repeat some of those patterns, stop now. I'm going to undo, reverse that patterns. You have the bechira to do so. Doesn't have to continue. That's the greatest schus for your parents if they indeed treated each other not the way they should have, your mother or your father. It's the greatest schus for them. By you saying, lekoved them, I am reversing that trend. And I'm going to treat my children and my wife the way they're supposed to be treated. But at the same time, the paradox is when you have an opportunity to leave a negative environment, you ask whatever you need to ask, and you do your best to move away from it, because it is indeed a strong nesayin, and it's better to go to a better environment. Ask a shayla, when, how, what, where. Of course, it takes a shikol hadas. It's always a complicated thing. Someone involving in Kiruv, maybe in areas where it's not, the environment is not the greatest, but they have the tchuna and they have a special shmira, they to stay there. In other places, it may be too toxic and they have to pull away. It's not always easy. It's something, life is complicated. You have to ask a shayla, you have to weigh it, and you need siyata d'shmaya. But both these are truths. And the last thing is, is to take every midah you have and use it in a positive way. Every midah has a goodness in it. Don't uproot yourself. There was no mitzvah for David to uproot his netiyah for shvichas damim. It was up to him to transform it, to elevate it, to bring it to the highest level. You can't uproot a person completely. You have to learn to use it. If someone has a fire of anger, you have to take a be mavatal that kas. But you have a fiery nature. Use that fiery nature to do chesed, to ahava, to be out there and to be whatever it is with that enthusiasm, that fire. You direct it in the right way. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give siyata d'shmaya for all of us to be able to do that. Have a wonderful Shabbos.